Jail Time Over Same-Sex Marriage, Questions and Prophecy. Written by Wallace G. Smith. Read by Shane Browning. As this commentary is being written, an elected county clerk in Kentucky has been sentenced to jail due to the conflict she perceives between her duty as a public official and her personal religious convictions about same-sex marriage. This raises many vital, fundamental questions, and for students of God's Word, it should bring to mind many dire prophecies. The facts are clear. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis refuses to issue marriage licenses for her county, since she says performing this task for same-sex couples would violate her religious convictions. Consequently, U.S. District Judge David Bunting has convicted her of contempt of court and sentenced her to jail until she complies with the court order. Judge Bunting stated concerning the clerk's duty to her elected office, quote, Mrs. Davis took an oath of office. Oaths mean things, unquote. Yet, public grandstanding aside, there are important and fundamental questions that should be asked. For those who believe God is their highest authority, is it even possible to vow sincerely to faithfully execute the laws of a secular state? Oaths do matter. Read Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Although Jesus Christ made it clear that Christians are not to swear oaths, he did so primarily to establish a higher standard, that every agreement, every yes, and every no be considered a commitment of Christian conviction. See Matthew 5, verses 33 through 37, and James chapter 5, verse 12. But can Christians so commit themselves to a secular state, not knowing what direction that state's laws will eventually take? The words of the apostles Paul and Peter make it clear that we must obey a government's laws unless those laws require us to disobey God, in which case we obey God always over the requirements of man. Romans 13, verses 1 through 7, and Acts 5, verse 29. With such conflicts possible, perhaps inevitable, how can Christians fully commit themselves to being instruments of the government? And how can government function in an environment of religious freedom if office holders may choose what functions to perform based on their individual, personal religious convictions, especially considering the diversity of religions in the United States? As we wrote immediately after the Supreme Court decision, quote, the court's decision on same-sex marriage is no small matter. It puts a legal stamp of approval at the highest levels of secular power in the land on a radical redefinition of society's most fundamental unit of civilization. Those who still think it will not affect them will soon enough be surprised, and those who do not see how this will accelerate deep and profound rifts and transformations in our culture will soon have their illusions torn away. Unquote. This is happening, and it will continue. Society cannot undergo such a seismic shift in its understanding of marriage, an institution so fundamental to society, and not expect aftershocks that will shake everyone everywhere. Furthermore, any Bible believer watching this case should be mindful of at least two prophetic truths. First, Davis's imprisonment is a small picture of what prophecy warns will befall true Christians around the world in times to come. In fact, God warns not only of imprisonment, but even of execution. See Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Second, such global persecution will not come at the hands of militant secularists, as some are using this case to suggest. Rather, God warns that it will come from other professing Christians who falsely bear the name of Christ while wielding the authority of a vast economic and military powerhouse. See Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 17. What we see happening in Kentucky should press all of us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Because there is a time coming when God may be all that a true Christian will have. This is not the end of the matter. It is barely the beginning. Related material. The idea that Christians will be persecuted not by secular authorities, but by others who call themselves Christian, surprises many people. But that is what the Bible says in prophecy. If you are interested, you can read more here. The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. Other related material. How did we get to this point? Homosexual marriage is more a symptom than the cause. You might be interested in learning more by watching this video, The Death of Marriage. Most people no longer speak plainly about these sensitive matters. We do. Read the plain truth about homosexuality. Sex is not a sin. It is a wonderful gift of God. Why? Learn more here. Sex, is it sin?